Montgomery area, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Acting Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor tells House committees looking into impeachment, military aid to Ukraine, and a White House visit came with conditions.
In testimony obtained by Fox News, Taylor said he was told by the ambassador to the EU that President Trump was adamant that Ukrainian president make a public statement about investigating former Vice President Joe Biden in the 2016 election. A statement from the White House press secretary calls the testimony more triple hearsay and selective leaks from Democrats' politically motivated secretive hearings.
Fox's Jared Halpern. In Alabama, the body of a missing three-year-old girl, Camille McKinney, is found in a trash bin taken to a landfill.
It is my prayer that the city of Birmingham will remain in prayer with her family.
Birmingham Police Chief Patrick Smith, a man and woman charged with kidnapping, will now be charged with murder. Police say they know of no link between the suspects and the family. America's listening to Fox News.
Football Films presents Super Soft Schedule. In 2019, no professional football team has yet to defeat the New England Patriots because the Patriots have yet to play an actual professional team. Now, after ghosting the New York Jets, the Pats turn to the Cleveland Cupcakes. Then, Brady and company take on the Jefferson Elementary Girls Flag Football Team. Followed by the cast of Riverdance, the Nebraska Institute for the Blind, and eventually finish the season against a team no one's ever heard of, the Miami Dolphins. From there, it'll be another Patriot cakewalk to the Super Bowl against Team Blake from The Voice. Football fans agree. The Foxborough fix is in with the Patriots' super soft schedule.
Guess what day it is?
It's Wake Up Wednesday.
Guess what today is?
Wednesday.
Wake up!
Wednesday.
this morning.
Need more snooze.
Just give me 15 minutes and wake me up.
Hey, no snoozing, man.
You snooze, you lose. Don't go back to sleep. Wake up.
I'm awake. I'm awake.
It's showtime.
Today is Slap Your Coworker Day.
Snap out of it.
I don't know if we're going to be celebrating that. We'll have our first name in the name game today as soon as this stupid computer downloads the information I need. But first,
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
For many towns, this is the coolest morning so far. We're not in the 30s, but we're down in the low 40s in many locations. I had a jacket on. I did not turn the heat on. Have you turned the heat on yet?
I did before I left the house this morning because I didn't want the little ones to freeze. I'm sorry, Hershey and Briscoe.
Oh, I got you. I wait till the 30s for the heater. Perfect fall day today. If you like yesterday, you'll love today. Sunshine, low 70s, nice breeze. Tonight, looks like another chilly one. Jackets needed, low 48. Tomorrow, very comfortable, low 70s. I think clouds will increase, especially those high, thin, cirrus clouds will increase. Risk of rain beginning in the wee hours of Friday morning. Periods of rain on Friday are a good bet. And then Saturday, I'm starting to... I brought the rain chances up on Saturday, and I'm starting to worry about if some we'll have some stronger storms too. We'll see. Mid 70s Saturday. Right now, clear skies. I see Prattville's 42. That's the Prattville Airport. I don't know about your house, Jay.
Oh, if you'd like to know my house.
Don't you check that out? Because you can look at your information on the phone.
Yeah,
yeah. I will
Alex
tell you right
City
now.
40
in the Overlook 41. Area. It's 45 degrees.
45. All right. The airport's 42. It's 43 now at Montgomery Stanley Field at 606.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. It's the name game on News Talk 93.1 FM, and this hour's name is Brandon Tucker. Brandon, you got to get to the phone and dial 396-5477 and make sure that you're eligible for the incredible cruise we're giving away, the Crimson Tide Cruise, February 10th through the 15th out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor. So, Brandon Tucker, 396-5477.
And you don't have to be an Alabama fan. You could be a Troy fan, right? And they'd still let you on that cruise.
You could be a Troy fan. You could be a Virginia Tech fan. Trinum Tech fan, whatever.
Joe's Hair College.
It's a cruise, and it's nice.
Yeah.
At 607. I wonder if Baumhauer's going to be one of the surprise celebrities. I guess some of the Alabama football players, and it says surprise celebrity guests.
You know him pretty well, just, you know.
I talked to him. Talked to him yesterday. No, it's okay, boss. make all the record you want. By the way, now that Jay is operations manager of our radio group,
yeah,
you may as well know, I'll tell you straight up, he got the bigger sausage today.
Well,
his was about...
For breakfast.
About a quarter of an inch longer. I laid him out. On a big plate.
He said his was bigger.
Not that I would, you know, got to understand. I got to play the game here. This is a company.
And this goes to our TV topic of the day. Do you hang out, are you friends with your coworkers? Do you hang out with your, like, operations manager in the off hours?
Well, our operations manager... prefers his privacy.
Seclude himself, yes.
Lives in a cave.
I was going to say, why don't we go cave exploring in Prattville someday? Maybe we'll come across Jay. Let's see. Tonight we got Baumhauer's after the show in the afternoon, and we hope you'll join us. We had a really, really nice turnout at the pizza place last night. And it was great. These group gatherings, focus groups, have been very, very informative and revealing. And I really appreciate the people of today. We're going to do another one at the pizza place a week from Tuesday, 2 weeks. And if you'd like to participate in one of these and give us feedback, that'll better help us direct the show to your wants and desires. We'll get you on the guest list, but we won't start taking names for that one until, probably late next week, I would imagine. Wow. We have
unanimity on the conundrum.
Get your local news, and then we'll be right back. Rich has the timeline coming up, a very popular feature, by the way.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because I always wonder. It's
that's why
it's
I'm
really
doing this
early in the morning.
I'm guessing that's not the way to do it.
Is it as popular as the operations manager's random facts?
It doesn't even come in a close second. Random facts.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Rich,
keep up the good work.
In fact, the next time I do one of these, I'm not even going to bother to put it on there because it just makes everything else look real mediocre.
Let's replace the timeline with just the national anthem.
Or, this is a very patriotic town, we could just do 3 hours of random facts. I'd be totally
okay
with
that. Oh, good Lord, no.
Yeah!
It is 6:10.
It is. It's a bit nipply out.
It is.
I mean nippy out.
I was out there with my sausage this morning grilling it.
Hey, that sounds wrong.
I had to go put on
Cover your sausage.
I don't have a weather station that reports sausage.
I do.
100% chance of sausage this morning.
Yours, which was a quarter inch longer, would have been longer, but except for shrinkage.
Yeah, it was a little cold outside.
Yeah, they were like this big when I first cooked them, and then when I put them outside in the bag, they all shrank.
I got you.
6:11, here's your local news.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Some sad news out of Birmingham. Police believe the body of 3-year-old Camille McKinney has been found in a dumpster. The police chief says her remains were found in a trash bin that had been taken to a landfill. Authorities are now charging two people, 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Irisha Brown, with capital murder and kidnapping in Camille's death. In West Alabama, many are showing support for Equality volunteer firefighter Michael Johnston. He was killed while responding to a service call. The United States Honor Flag team arrived in Alabama Tuesday in honor of Johnston's sacrifice. The man wanted for the murders of his brother and sister in Macon County is now behind bars. Aaron Jess is suspected of killing William Jess Jr. and Sharon Jess over the weekend in Notasulga. He was arrested in Louisiana Tuesday and is currently awaiting extradition back to Alabama. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Attorney Grubbs here, asking if you've heard of the program that serves 400 hot meals Monday through Friday to seniors in need and has a waiting list of 300 seniors. This program is Meals on Wheels, and it's one of the flagship programs of McCoa. I and other experts in the senior care community have decided to raise funds at the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp to help those seniors and to help Meals on Wheels. Tickets are $25 and go on sale October 24th. The event is October 29th. Now, we sold out last year, so be sure to pre-register by finding us on Facebook or on Eventbrite, or call 334-649-4911. Again, all proceeds will go to McCoa. This is the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp, where you will learn how to protect your life savings, pick the right long-term care facility, and how to be a rock star caregiver to those with dementia. Call 334-649-4911 to pre-register.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He don't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
But I'm gonna have to call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What do you
you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick or treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Happy Halloween.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Now, you guys who've been listening for a while, by the way, it's 6:15.
Yeah.
Know that I'm up to here with political correctness and overkill and all that kind of stuff. But, given what's happened and what we've seen happen to people, why would you throw your career out the window in Major League Baseball in the celebration of victory? We're talking about an executive for the Houston Astros who, by the way, lost last night. Gerrit Cole lost his first game.
Yeah, I saw that.
Since May.
I don't care.
Yeah, go Nationals.
It's amazing, though, the record he's had. But, yeah, you got to lose sometime.
Well, the winning pitcher the other night was a guy named Roberto Osuna. He served a 75-game suspension for violating Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy.
Ooh.
Apparently, after the game, an Astros executive, what's the guy's name? Sports Illustrated was the one that broke the story. Brandon Taubman, in front of three female reporters, was screaming, "Thank God we got Osuna." That was probably not the best audience to praise somebody who, was out for 75 games for beating up women.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
He
also threw an F-bomb in there for good measure.
Hey.
In other words, thank God we got Osuna. Well, the guy served a suspension and went through his counseling. And, 75 games, that's half a season. That's, a couple of million bucks in salary. So he paid his price, but to taunt. That's the way it came across. Female reporters with, "Thank God we got him." He wasn't really that good either. He gave up a game-tying home run. That's how he won the game. So, it's staggering when you think of, especially in a big, giant group like Major League Baseball, where they have all these programs and all this training for cultural sensitivity, that you would not have the common sense not to jump up and down and praise a guy who is on double secret probation for beating up women. So baseball's going to, quote, look into it. I'll be real surprised if the guy has a job at the end of the day.
Why am I happy when the Astros lose? Why am I happy? I'm asking myself. I'm always happy when the Astros lose.
They're arrogant. They're obnoxious. They are, I'm trying to think of a football comp. Team that always wins.
Yeah.
That's led by a man who's not exactly...
Maybe the Yankees?
No, the Yankees have become a more...
I'm just kidding.
The old Yankees, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, is there a football comp? Because that's what...
Well, the Patriots.
Now, the Patriots, that's mom and apple pie.
Okay.
A team that...
I know what you're looking for. Yeah.
And I'm not going to get it, am I? All right, a little bit later this hour, the cheap and trashy. Not a whole lot in that today, so we'll probably chit-chat about other things. Jay will have random facts at 7. That'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz, and we have new specials that kick in today. We'll tell you about those coming up. Applied Security brings you the rocket scientist of the day. Protect yourself from the world's troublemakers by teaming up with a local company. Mark and Vicky have been in business since 1987. My math says that's 32 years. And they provide the security for our building here. Their systems are state-of-the-art, great, and they can take over your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. So if you want to do business with local folks who employ state-of-the-art technologies to protect you, your business, your industrial property, cameras, fire protection, you name it, Call Applied Security 279-8338. That's 279-8338. Applied Security's Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. We'll hit the traffic dungeon for our first look at the early morning rush, and then we'll be back with the timeline for October the 23rd.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. The only accident we have working this morning is on Highway 31 at the Hope Hall exit in front of the Chevron there on 31. Folks coming in to work that way this morning, we'll have a little bit of a slowdown there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Around the city of Montgomery, we're busy on the boulevard already this morning, and we got a lot of traffic on 65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but everything's rolling smooth at this time. We have no reports of any accidents anywhere. Drive carefully. Your office location says it all. Sonova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
620, quick check. What's our TV topic today?
Would you hang out, or is it a lot of people like hanging out with their coworkers?
Yeah, you just mentioned that 10 minutes ago, and I forgot.
I'm not going to hang out with you anymore.
You're going to send me to get tested, boss?
No.
Yeah, I've been drinking out of aluminum cans for a long time. They say that's a problem.
Well, yeah, we go to war movies, huh?
Yeah, we got one coming up on your birthday.
Yeah.
And I certainly hope you'll let me treat you to that experience. And
sure,
you can have
sure, Dad.
You can have whatever
have the,
you want from the concession
can have
stand.
The medium.
It's your birthday. Go large.
Popcorn.
I will cover your expenses at the snack bar up to $10.
Oh, good.
Enjoy that small Coke.
Yeah, right. That's rich right. Things.
Well, whoop the freaking dough.
Jeez, it's crazy.
Yeah. Mm.
621.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualty.
When minutes matter, and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Ooh, looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape?
You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for a plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
You're going to be right out of your pants.
With the timeline for October the 23rd at 6:24, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
296th day of the year with 69 days remaining. As you already mentioned, it is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. You guys are okay because you're far enough away from me. You're not annoying, though. You are not annoying. We all know annoying people somewhere.
That's because we don't interrupt you when you're doing your timeline and stuff like that.
Shut up. It is it is Lung Health Day.
I just went down and celebrated. Hey, the audio. Did you get the message, the audio?
Well, is it still not playing?
Well, yeah, let's see. I mean, if you don't want to play, it's, you know.
What's that?
Well, it's audio that's playing off of that pot, so...
Huh. This is the day the swallows depart from San Juan Capistrano. It's also it's also a TV talk show host day because Johnny William Carson was born on this date. Hosted the Tonight Show for 30 years.
He's our Star Is Born feature later.
Who wrote the theme song for the Tonight Show?
Doc Severinsen?
Paul Anka.
Wow.
And he made more money off of that than anything he did, even including "You're Having My Baby." Ugh. What a lovely way. 109 years ago today, 1910, Blanche Scott becomes the first woman to fly in an airplane by herself. She flew over Fort Wayne, Indiana, 12 feet off the ground.
Any relation?
No.
78 years ago, in 1941, Dumbo premieres in New York, the animated Disney classic, which cost $812,000 to make, which at the time was a lot of money. But this year's live-action version sucked.
I'm not surprised that failed.
1954, Elvis Presley joins the cast of the Louisiana Hayride. I think that guy's going to make it. 1961, Dion started a two-week run at number one with Run Around Sue. 1962, a 12-year-old boy named Stevie, last name Wonder, records his first single for Motown, "Thank You for Loving Me All the Way." Now, our song of the day. We've been doing this song. we've been doing this song of the day for more than 3 years, hundreds and hundreds of songs, and yet we've never done one of my all-time favorite songs growing up, only because it has a tiny intro. It's a group out of Sydney, Australia, called the Easy Beats, 1966. It may be Wednesday, but I've got Friday on my mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I'll have Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in my city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She is out of sight to me.
And that's most of the song right there. It's a quickie little song, but it's a good one. Friday on my mind, the Easy Beats.
But your students need to learn how to intro every kind of song.
That's right.
Short,
yeah.
Or long.
Yeah, exactly. 10 years after that song, on this date 43 years ago, If You Leave Me Now by Chicago, number one on the pop singles charts. It was also on some charts the number one song of 1976.
That song was?
Yeah, believe it or not.
When Chicago went wimpy.
I don't know. I kind of liked that particular one, though.
No, it's okay. But I'm a feeling stronger every day kind of guy.
I hear you. You're... No. 1981. I was going to say you're smelling even stronger.
That would have been funny if you had said that, yeah, too. I would have laughed at that.
The boss is in. The boss is here.
He doesn't approve of coworkers berating each other.
No. 1981, U.S. national debt hits $1 trillion. Currently, we're close to $23 trillion.
Nicaragua.
1983, U.S. Embassy in Beirut hit by a massive car bomb. 220 Marines and 18 sailors and three soldiers were killed in that terrible tragedy. On this date in 2001, Apple debuted the first iPod, 5 gigabytes. How could you ever fill that up?
Didn't he used a song? He used a lyric from Bob Dylan's "Times They Are Changing." I can't remember. It was I can't remember which lyric it was, but it was from that film.
Before
he introduced it, or no, maybe that was that the iPod, or was that? I can't remember which one. It was Steve Jobs.
What was cool about the iPod is you remember the CD players, that portable ones? They would skip if you were walking or something, but the iPod, it's not going to skip.
And this was smaller than that. It was, you know, it was pretty it was thick, but it was small, you know, and now it's this.
Yeah, everything's rolled into one thing now. 15 years ago in 2004, Ashley Simpson got caught faking it on Saturday Night Live when...
Vocally.
Yeah, she got caught... vocally.
I was going to say, careful, you don't want to get in trouble with upper-level mangling. Wait a minute, you are upper-level mangling.
She was lip-syncing, and she blamed it on acid reflux. Okay. Don't know that song. 13 years ago in 2006, Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling sentenced to 24 years in prison.
Wow.
Birthdays. Amelia Clark is 33. She's Darian she's the dragon queen on Game of Thrones. Daenerys. Ryan Reynolds is 43. He's the Deadpool star. I didn't know he was 43. I thought he was even younger than that. Deadpool is... hilarious.
I've got it. The second one, I think, or the first one.
They're rated R now, but I mean, because it's adult humor, but aren't they under the Disney umbrella now?
Yes.
I think so.
And Disney recently stated they will have no trouble continuing to make R-rated Deadpool movies.
Okay, cool. Doug Flutie is 57. Weird Al Yankovic is 60 today. Nancy Grace is 60. Dwight Yoakam is 63 today. Pele, considered the greatest soccer player of all time, is 79. Wow. And Chai Chai Rodriguez is 84 today. that's great. It never gets old, does it?
I think I have that.
Do you?
I think I have the Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Oh, from Les Nessman on WKRP?
That's where it came from. You know what I saw yesterday? Somebody tagged me in a post.
Yeah.
They're selling the great WKRP turkey drop.
Oh, I love that. I have to watch it every year.
I've got the turkey drop, so we must use that week after,
Well, we're 36 days from Thanksgiving, and we are now up to the countdowns. 8 days till Halloween, 11 days till daylight savings time, 17 days till the 8th of November. I hope our boss is happy now. He wanted. And 63 days till Christmas. That's the timeline this morning.
With your host... we'll be joining the gang on Rising in just a couple of moments, talking about friendships in the workplace. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And then sometimes friendships develop into other things, which we probably won't talk about on TV.
No.
I'm sort of openly speculating here.
No.
They got an incredible sale going just in time for holidays. If you would like to replace some furniture. You know, at Kaiser, you save the minute you walk in the door because you pay less tax there. It's 8.25% versus 10 in Montgomery. So 8.25 out of, say you spend $1,000, that's a savings of 10% would be 100, so 8.25 would be $82.50. So you save $18. Money is money. You want to save it whenever you can, but you don't want to do it at the sacrifice of selection. Right now at Kaiser, they have 60% off on select furniture in the warehouse, and they're offering an additional $50 gift card if you spend $999, and you must open a Synchrony account. I have one of those, and it's great because you can get one with 0% interest for up to 18 months. So you get the furniture you need and pay it off in installments without worrying about, oh man, I'm throwing money out the window on interest. And they give you that $50 gift card just for opening the account as well, and it has multiple applications. What you love about Kaiser, it's a huge building, The selection is enormous. I always say wear comfortable shoes when you want a focused visit. If you know the type of item you're specifically looking to see, look up Stella. She's our point person at Kaiser, and she can line you up with what you want to see at the best deals within a matter of minutes. Great to work with, too. It's a nice staff there. Not a fancy place, but, man, do you have selection. Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just before the Aw-Shucks Royster Bar is going north on into Wetumpka. At 634, did we make a mistake?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Because usually when the phone rings before 7, it's a mistake.
No, everything's fine. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, boss.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Sounds like you're lined up for a raise. Perfect fall day today. Cool start this morning. Grab the jacket. You'll need it. In fact, many areas are having their coolest morning of the season so far. Sunshine today with a high in the low 70s. Northwest breeze 5 to 10. Tonight, chilly again. Jackets needed. Low 48. Tomorrow, very comfortable, low 70s. High clouds on the increase, those high, thin, milky clouds called cirrus clouds. Risk of some rain beginning in the wee hours of Friday morning. Periods of rain, a good bet on Friday. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around, mid-70s. I'm watching Saturday's situation and the setup closely. And I'll keep a small chance of rain in the Sunday forecast. Right now, clear skies. The cool spot that I could find this morning is Alexander City at 40. Troy's at 41. It's 43 at Danley Field at 636.
We'll head back to the traffic dungeon when we come back. It's TV time with the Gang on Rising. Catch us on CBS 8 or ABC 32. 636.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are on the Eastern Boulevard passing Carmichael Road and are about to take the I-85 southbound ramp downtown, watch out as you make the curve around underneath the bridges there. They're finishing up an overnight project. We still have worker and worker vehicles down there underneath the bridge. Watch out for them as you pass by headed downtown. All right, the boulevard is busy. I-65 and 85 very busy through downtown right now, even picking up some traffic this morning on 231 out of Wetumpka. Drive carefully. Keep it here for traffic updates. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Acting Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor tells House committees looking into impeachment, military aid to Ukraine and a White House visit came with conditions.
In testimony obtained by Fox News, Taylor said he was told by the ambassador to the EU that President Trump was adamant that Ukrainian president make a public statement about investigating former Vice President Joe Biden in the 2016 election. A statement from the White House press secretary calls the testimony more triple hearsay and selective leaks from Democrats' politically motivated secretive hearings.
Fox's Jared Halpern. In Alabama, the body of a missing 3-year-old girl, Camille McKinney, is found in a trash bin taken to a landfill.
It is my prayer that the city of Birmingham will remain in prayer with her family.
Birmingham Police Chief Patrick Smith, a man and woman charged with kidnapping, will now be charged with murder. Police say they know of no link between the suspects and the family. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A family from Prattville was having trouble saving enough money to send their second daughter to college. So when they called us, we put our diplomas to work and came up with a solution.
Alabama Home Mortgage dropped their rate by 2% and lowered their monthly payment by $300, which allowed them to graduate to big savings.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Lyle from Margaret's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Margaret's, whether you know it or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Margaret's. Margaret's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's showtime.
Okay, this is where we wait to connect with CBS 8 and ABC 32 and the cast of Rising. And our topic today, are you friends with coworkers?
So we have Jalea, Mandy, and Ryan again this morning because Andrew is still on his honeymoon at Sandals in Jamaica.
Yaman.
Yeah. Where they're probably enjoying room service right now, perhaps, this hour of the morning.
Or.
They're an hour ahead, by the way. Or.
That.
Or at the pool. I see what you're saying.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Are you actually friends with any of your coworkers or just work friends?
Gotta say,
who wouldn't hang out in real life? Work friends.
Yeah. Yeah, according to a new survey, 67% of people say they are real friends with at least one of their coworkers. I'm just kidding.
Somebody's gotta go.
The survey also found that people who like their coworkers are twice as likely to look forward to going to work as people who don't. And having good coworkers is one of the biggest reasons people like their job.
Yeah, I haven't seen any lies yet. All right, let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. I don't know yet, actually. Are we real friends or are we just work friends, guys?
Oh, no. We've hung out before, right? I mean, we've dined before, correct?
Okay. Was it like once every 6 months?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you know. Got to keep the friendship fresh.
Yes.
Distance.
Hey, I hang out with y'all more than I do most of my family. So.
Oh, wow. That's true.
I think
see y'all most of the month.
I certainly think of Jalea as a friend. I haven't had a chance to meet Andy yet, but...
What about Ryan?
I can vouch for her. She's cool. Thanks,
Jalea. Oh, believe me, that's
Ryan,
obvious.
I don't know if you'll get the same from Ryan, though.
Greg Budell. We go back a long way.
We do.
Back to the Babe of Campeachy days.
Yes.
Babe
of Campeachy.
Oh, goodness.
That's a place in the Gulf where nasty storms tend to form.
I thought you were going to pull out the scream. But
oh, I could do that.
Yeah,
I could do that.
Campeachy scream. Greg and I go to war movies together, don't we?
We go to war movies. Saw Dunkirk.
Yeah.
We saw the Churchill movie, Darkest Hour.
Right, yeah.
And on his birthday, November 8th, mark it on your calendar because I think the mayor's going to give... Well, it is Rich Thomas Day, isn't
it? No, November 2nd is Rich
Thomas Day. November 2nd is Rich Thomas Day, and November 8th is his birthday, and I believe we may be getting time off with pay.
Oh, well, the boss is right there.
So. What?
See, here's the thing. Rich is definitely my friend, and the greatest day in my almost 15 years here was the day that Blue Water brought him on board. Because we have a lot of common interests.
Oh, go on.
No, really.
No, I mean, go on.
Be careful, Rich. He's needing something.
How about a guy that makes breakfast for us every single morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jay's...
You can't top that. Ryan's making chili for us tomorrow.
Right. I love that.
We keep trying to guilt him into it. He keeps shaking his head no, and we don't understand why.
He's got to practice for the chili cook-off.
Yeah, he's doing the chili cook-off, so why not
practice? Oh, man, I wish I was doing that.
To work, you have to have a conscience.
I just brought a chili in last week to welcome the first cold morning.
Yeah.
But Ryan, make sure that those Hormel cans are...
Their friend brings them chili.
The Hormel cans? Is that what you're saying?
Oh.
So it can be set up on my desk.
Instead of you laying up and sleeping in the morning, you could be cooking us breakfast.
cooking my face and making sure that I look
cooking my face.
Is that what the kids are saying now?
I'm cooking my face.
You never heard of baking? We can talk about a whole. You know what baking is, don't you? Exactly. See? You guys just don't understand.
I do key lime pies.
Yes, he's a baker too. I don't. I can't bake. Yeah.
Was that laughter and reaction? What did I miss?
I think they were talking about something else.
Because we were talking about, baking and makeup, and then you talked about...
Oh, baking and makeup.
Yeah, right. It's completely different. Mm-hmm. It's like an under the eye.
Exactly,
kind of thing.
Yeah. We could have a...
We'll show you
a
sometime.
Week-long segment about this alone.
Back to the topic.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm friends with some of my coworkers, but most of my coworkers... We're just coworkers. We have a common thing to do is our job, and that's it.
The greatest.
And I think a lot of things too. Like maybe there are people that you would hang out with, but this schedule is like
exactly. Well, that's true.
I'm in pajamas and I'm not leaving the house.
I think the greatest compliment we hear is.
What you do, and I'm like crawling in bed.
Yeah.
The greatest compliment we hear is. That you sound like you guys are friends. And when we hear you in the morning, it sounds like you're friends, and we are.
And we were up until the other day when they made Jay our boss. He's now the operations manager of our company.
Oh,
no. So,
but I think that Jay is a great boss. I think that's the least of your worries.
I would agree. And by the way, I don't know why you're baking makeup. The two of you really don't need any makeup. On the other hand,
Ryan does.
Oh, wow. See, that's something a real friend would say,
right, for sure.
Exactly.
Right. I'm going to bring you guys a breakfast.
Buttered us up all this morning.
I'm going to bring you guys a breakfast next week.
She doesn't know better, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see about that one.
We'll hold each other.
She's going to be all excited for the next week. We're like, it's never
true. Yeah,
no.
Wow.
I heard rap.
Yeah, we did. On that note, we're going to end it, guys. We hope you guys have a wonderful Wednesday.
You're ending it, our friendship?
No.
Oh, the segment.
No, not that. That can still go on. Right. Just the segment, guys. Okay.
We'll see y'all later for breakfast.
Exactly. She's learning. All right, if you want to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, that's Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I think that's the most fun they have in the morning is our segment. I really do think that because they have to do news and they have to do... stuff about people dying and
especially
stuff.
The news from this morning.
Oh, it's awful horrible. News. Terrible news coming out of Birmingham about the 3-year-old found.
They found the remains.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It even was on national Fox News.
Fox just covered it a minute ago. Yeah.
Well, now let's hope they catch the.
They did. They had two people arrested.
Yeah.
Two. Yeah.
Why do those things happen? Those are the questions you ask whenever, and that's just so incredibly sad.
Yeah.
I do want to, though, make one comment. I don't want to leave any doubt about how I feel about Ryan. I think Ryan's a brilliant young man.
Oh, he's funny.
And he is wickedly funny, and I enjoy it, especially when he takes shots. Because he knows how to do that, you know. He's like you. He's gifted beyond his weather skills.
We text about the weather at least 6 or 7 times in the middle of the night about various things. So we have an ongoing discussion.
Is that
going
like
on.
When doctors get a second opinion?
Sort of. You might say that.
We got the Cheap and Trashy coming up here in just a moment. Somebody I work with and consider a friend, Terry Adams, gotten to know him. Actually, he was my very first sponsor here in town. At Adams Motorsports, and that's why I gave him the nickname, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. At Adams Motorsports, right now they're in the middle of their Christmas layaway season. That actually starts around mid-August when people first start buying things, get the deal, get the interest rate. They're super low right now. And buy that gift for the family that everybody can enjoy and makes Christmas memorable above and beyond the normal day. It's something that will make you think back every time you use a jet ski or you go off-road in one of those incredible Polaris products. They're amazing to look at. When you go to the showroom at Adams Motorsports, you realize that these folks have engineered some real ruggedness into their products, but not at the expense of comfort. It's an interesting dichotomy because you're looking at a vehicle that looks like it could go to war for you in terms of taking you wherever you need to go off-road, but it's comfortable. And that's the biggest evolution in that product line over the last number of years. Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, motorcycle scooters from Kymco. All the manufacturers put money up behind their product and give you a really low consumer interest rate. Sometimes zero, sometimes 1.9 or 2.9. And easy credit standards to me because it's their money and not some stuffy bank. So stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass in Ackle, 24/7 AdamsMotorsports.com. Steve.
Good morning, morning crew.
Hi
hey,
there.
How's everybody's morning?
Hey. We're good.
Hey, Greg, just wanted to say thanks for last night with the focus group. I certainly enjoyed ourselves over there. But more importantly, I'd like to give a plug for the pizza place, if you don't mind.
Not at all. Please do.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, for all the folks listening, if you are looking for a place for a lunch buffet and you like pizza and all this other kind of stuff, man, you got to try it out because they got specialty stuff over there that'll knock your socks off. And certainly enjoyed it. It was really good pizza, and enjoyed talking to all the rest of the folks that were there last night. It was really, really pretty neat.
And, for the purpose I'm doing these, which is to learn more about you and what you like and stuff, I appreciate everybody that took time to offer their feedback. That's very valuable. We're really trying to make an effort to make sure we're giving you the kind of show you'd like to have.
And did you tell Rich how many times his name came up last night?
Oh, geez.
Oh no.
Man, I was
adorable
to death last night.
Yeah, it certainly was. But again, before my day got busy, I just wanted to give a call and say thanks, but also to tell folks, hey, if you haven't tried the pizza place, it is great. And if you're looking for something to take out, man, they got the boxes to handle it for you.
They do. The pizza is excellent. I brought home a spinach pizza for Mrs. Ritterbaum,
mm-hmm.
and she and her friend loved it, and it was sensational. Calzone for the boy Heath. Yeah. They do great stuff there at Perry Hill and Carmichael, for those of you interested.
And nice folks. Very nice folks.
Super, yeah. They were very attentive last night, taking good care of everybody. And thanks again for taking time out to help us out.
My pleasure. Y'all take care.
You too.
651. Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Celebrity Halloween costumes are always a thing.
what's popular?
Guess who's number one?
I don't know.
Ariana Grande.
Is that right?
So what do you do if you're dressed up as Ariana Grande? You walk up and throw donuts at the front door of a place you're trying to...
Oh, that's right. She did that.
Why is she in a costume?
I lost all my respect for her.
I mean, I wouldn't recognize... Oh, you're... Yeah.
I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. Yeah. I would not recognize her.
I see. You're dressed up as...
This Beyoncé is number two.
Beyonce.
Cardi B. Kim Kardashian.
So this is the best... This list must be the top...
Celebrity Halloween costumes.
Right. Okay.
See, I don't know where you find them.
Now, if you did the Dragon Queen, Daenerys, who's her birthday's today. Now, see, that would be good.
Well, if you did her as the character, yes.
As the character,
But as the actress who plays her, you would know the difference.
You wouldn't know. She's 33.
Look at it says here. How about the cardboard box with a hole for the hands and the free mammogram sign on the front?
What?
As a popular Halloween costume.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Well, that's kind of what you might expect from a 9-year-old fourth grader. I'm not advocating that, by the way. I'm just saying it's on the list. Oprah, the Oprah monster, was chatting casually with a fan.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
Noticed that the phone that the student was using was an old model iPhone, so she sent him a brand new iPhone 11 with a personal note that says, "We can't have you out there viewing the world through a cracked screen or a cracked cover." So Oprah was willing to make a dent in her $3 billion fortune to help out a poor college student. The most popular horror movie villain in each of the 57 states, that list is out. Did Alabama's... I'm sorry, I was ill-prepared for that. I thought I had seen our state's name on the list.
Oh, yeah? No?
I have to go get the full list.
Okay.
And I don't have time to do that. Facts of Life girls are getting back together.
Hello, suicide.
Missed by one, boss. Sorry. For a non-Facts of Life movie. It's a Lifetime holiday movie called You Light Up My Christmas. How do you feel about that? Sounds like... Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it's not sung like You Light Up My Life.
30% of us say it's unfair for professional musicians to compete on The Masked Singer, but isn't that the point of it? Concealing the identity so you don't know who's singing? I don't get it. That's stupid stuff. Game 2 of the World Series tonight on TV. The Nationals. Man, I really think they have a chance to win this thing against those unctuous asteroids.
I think it's possible. They're on, you know, they're hot right now.
In our daily Jennifer Aniston news, she is now on a diet. Now check this out. This is so stupid. She's on a diet where she fasts for 16 hours a day, but that includes when she's sleeping.
No, no, no. You can't. Oh, then I fast for at least 9 hours, 8 or 9 hours a day.
Yeah. Wow. What an accomplishment, huh? On this show, one of our founding principles is...
The Eagles rule.
And they have added more dates to their Hotel California tour. But I don't know if that brings them any closer to us or not. I have not looked up the new dates yet.
I can look that up for you real quick just to see. Hotel
Kenya.
California tour 2020. Let's see what we've got. The Eagles expand their dates.
We tried to get tickets for February 8th and 9th in Atlanta. But,
yeah, I mean, Atlanta is going to be your closest.
In a mega second, actually less than a second, all the tickets sold out.
Don't you think that some of those are cut deals with ticket vendors and stuff?
Yeah, no.
Three shows in Atlanta.
Three?
Yeah, February 7th, February 8th, and February 11th.
Yeah, we tried to get tickets in there. They were all sold out.
I avoid Atlanta at all costs, and not even for the Eagles am I going to Atlanta. Sorry. And I'm not going to... I don't want to see them in a 25,000-seat venue either. I just...
But the Eagles, we saw them in Birmingham. They were absolutely amazing.
I saw them outdoors at a racetrack on a still summer night. I think it was in 76. And I actually took with me, because the band was on the road, one of the wives of the guys in Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, I used to work for them. And it was one of the best outdoor concerts you could ever... I mean, because the air was still, so the audio was amazing.
I've never seen them outdoors. I've seen the Hotel California tour. I saw the One of These Nights tour. I saw the Long Run tour. And I just saw their last one.
Linda Ronstadt also performed at that show. 6:56. And here with a word for our friend Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic is Jay Scott, my friend.
I actually went and visited with Dr. Jeff Pasley on Monday, it was.
Great guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fantastic. I mean, I met him before. He comes, and by the way, hidden talent, maybe, I don't know, plays guitar very well.
Yeah, we've had him in the studio.
Yeah. He brought his guitar in here when he was working on his spot. This is like 2 years ago. He did the background music for his ad. But, wow. Yeah, got to sit down and talk with him and got to see the facilities that he's got there and all the great things that are going on. Now, he's excited about the fact that he likes to help you feel better. In any way that can be, as far as dealing with whatever pain that you're going through and that sort of thing. He will give you a no-cost consult as well about what may be bothering you. Now, that's not an exam. It's a brief, you know, just a brief consultation, and it's good for second opinions, and he'll do a free imaging review as well. That's one of the other things that's great, is that he is able to access the images of the local imaging center there in town. So you don't have to bring by your films. You don't have to do any of that. All he has to do is go to the computer, look up your name. He can get all your charts, everything else that he needs right there to find out what may be bothering you and what he can do to help you as well. Now, they accept most insurance plans as well, and they you can find their hours at millbrookchiropractor.com. Not only that, you can also fill out, if you're a new patient, you can fill out your forms online and get all that stuff taken care of before you even get to the office. So you have to sit around and fill all this information out, or try and look that information up, or go home and have to get that information and then come back to another appointment. You can take care of it all online at millbrookchiropractor.com. Check it out for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
All right, we're going to take a quick look at traffic, Fox News in 2 minutes, and then the exciting 7 to 8 hour, which features Jay's Random Facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz, and we'll have the new specials for you this week, too.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place, or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
Montgomery
Kirby Skywatch traffic with an update. If you are on Eastern Boulevard passing Carmichael Road and you're about to take the I-85 southbound ramp downtown, they are working underneath the ramp. As you make the curve around underneath, watch out for workers and vehicles there. There's one lane of traffic underneath the bridge this morning. Elsewhere, a lot of cars everywhere, but we have no accidents to report anywhere this morning. Enjoy your drive in and let's try to have an accident-free Wednesday in Montgomery. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.